accession number 31432, Mr. Tug Wilson, Real Six. Now, after the Tiger, what happened then? I mean, well, unless there's anything else about the Tiger.
No, when I came.
So you leave the Tiger December 60.
Yeah.
And you have another period.
We went on leave, and then I went back to Whitehall, which where I lived in Victoria this time, down St George's, I'll tell you, just St George's Square. Run by two limp wrist blokes, funnily enough. That's why they took all Matt those in, but it was quite good. They didn't make advances or nothing like that. It was quite a nice place, and well run, food was good. And the Whitehall situation was virtually the same as the first time. It was shift pattern was the same. Being that end of that side of London, anyway, a bit different to Islington. You had the Victoria Theatre, and when we went in, walked up Whitehall, which people think is a tourist thing. We used to do it every day and take no notice of it. I mean, we used to meet up with detectives from Scotland Yard in the pub and all that. You know, it was quite good fun.
And no change in your...
routine, not really, no.
Were you on the same desk or,
Yeah.
Not desk, but you know what, was it literally very much the same? Because you were a teleprinter operator before.
Yeah, most of it was teleprinter there. You did also have a Morse code situation there as well, but which was out to shipping as well. You had your Morse code and all that. But you weren't receiving from him, you were just transmitting. You're just transmitting.
Now what about when you unless you've got anything else, you go to for a release, December 61. Do you remember your demobilisation?
Well, it was the same thing. It was just like, for release, it was... You go into... This was at Victory, at Portsmouth Barracks. And it was the same sort of thing. From October, November. When did you go out?
This was December 61, your final date. You probably left in October, just in October, though.
Well, I had a month's leave. So when it went into Victory, for release, they give you a sheet of paper similar to this, with all bits and pieces on, that you have to go to different departments and offices and that, and hand in bits and pieces that they wanted, and then they'd sign it, and you weren't released until you got the whole thing complete, where you had to go to the stores and hand certain items of clothing back in. Your blanket, your hammock and all that, you weren't allowed to keep those. And so many serge suits, but by time then you bought your own suits as well, a bit better quality, and but you kept all the rubbish stuff to hand back in.
So, what were you going to? You were demobilised. What were you going to do?
I didn't know what I was going to do. I had a month's leave, and by this time, we moved into their house in December.
Whereabouts?
December 19th. Yeah, I still live in the same house now. And. I moved in there, had a month's leave, and I was looking for a job. But there again, jobs then were quite difficult to come by. They weren't like were a bit previous, where you could leave on a Friday and start a new job Monday. But I ended up at the steelworks, Stanton Staveley at Holwell.
What doing?
Well, I was I was on a sandblast, which were sandblasting, when they do all the pipes and whatever, you go in this room, well, it's not as big as this, and it's like a hose, but it's all pellets, sandblasting, just clean all the rubbish off, and general things around a steelworks.
So not using your communication skills?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Well, it meant moving down to Burnham. down in what's where's that? Sussex? No.
Meant going down south.
Yeah, like GCHQ, that sort of thing. That they were the only options open to them, unless you stayed in London and went to Cable and Wireless and people like that. But when you come to Melton Mowbray, there's sod all here. I'd also at the time applied for a job at Pedigree Pet Foods, which hadn't been here very long then, but there was a waiting list, so I ended up with a year at the steelworks.
Did you enjoy it?
Not particularly. You come home black as soot, you know, and all that. It was a job. It paid the bills. That was it. And I wasn't worried about that. I was at home, I was with the wife and the youngster, and I was quite happy. And then I had the opportunity to move to Pet Foods.
Why?
63. Process worker. That's all they are down there, everybody. Process worker, unless you're an electrician. Or
When did you settle into a career? The job you did, was that it?
Yeah, no, well, you take all the mundane jobs when you're first down there. It's like going in a job, you get your tea boy type thing. But this is pushing crates about, empty crates, and that's all you did. Nothing technical or nothing. And then there's little jobs come up on the board, and if you apply for them, and if you get them, somebody else on to take your job and that sort of thing. And I was doing that for a while, and then became one a job for the coal store, which was a freezing crew, which was an independent unit. They worked all holidays, everything. When people were on holiday, they still carried on. You had your holidays whenever you liked, which was suitable. You weren't fixed to certain dates for your holidays. And I was with them for freezing crew for 12 months or so. And then the Weybridge job came up. And it's a big Weybridge. And
an actual Weybridge. Actual the place, sorry.
No, actual Weybridge. A big one, 40-footer or 50-foot.
To weigh things.
Yeah, lorries and all that sort of thing. So somebody said there's a Weybridge job going, and I could write quite neatly, and I could add up and all that thing. And I said, what are you... Because everybody seemed frightened of the job.
It's still within the factory.
Yeah, so I just went across and said, what about this Weybridge job? He says, well, start tomorrow. Just like that. I went with a chap for a few weeks to show me the ropes and all that, and it was a good job. Sitting down job, office job, no dirt, nothing. Brilliant. And I stopped on that until I retired when I was 55.
Now, what about your time with the Royal... That's early. The Royal... Fleet Reserve.
Oh, Royal Fleet. Yeah.
Did that actually mean, because you had 5 years on it, didn't you? You had 61, 66.
Yeah, and when you come out, they send you an identity fob, a disc, and a booklet with a kind of a emergency rail pass made out to... And my place, if there was an actual emergency and I was called up, I had to go to Rosyth, of all places. Not Portsmouth or Rosyth. But actually, I didn't get called up. I never, like a lot of people, got called up for 2 weeks reserve service training. And I never did get called up. And at the end of the time, they sent me a letter saying, can you return all your bits and pieces? And that was it.
Were you paid at all during that 5 years?
I think I was, but I can't...
It's not a lot, is it?
No, it was only coppers. Coppers. It wasn't a great deal. But that was it.
Now, tell me about... You remember... We met you through the Melton Mowbray British Legion.
Yeah.
Tell me about your membership of that and why it's important to you, what you do for it, what it does for you.
Well, I can't remember when I joined it. I've been a member for quite a long time. I don't like going in pubs, for a start. not in this day and age. So to me it makes sense to come into a club where most of them are ex-servicemen, good camaraderie, somewhere to go, plenty of friends, beer's cheap, there's never any trouble.
So it's not so much the service part, it's just...
Oh no, I don't get involved in. I did go on the veterans parade and all that sort of thing, but I come down on Remembrance Day and all that, but I don't take part in the parade and all that.
Are you on the committee at all?
No.
No interest in it.
Well, they asked me to, but personally, I think it's too much commitment. Too much commitment. It's like Bob Wilson is here virtually. Mind his wife as well, so we don't get into trouble. But most of them, one or two of them are widowers, so, and they spend a lot of time down here. It's probably a fill-in time. I mean, I intend this year, or this winter, because I lost my wife, it'll be 2 years in December, and I intend coming down one or two evenings, because I don't go out in the evenings at all at the moment. I'm going to intend to come out probably at weekend, Friday or Saturday night. Something a bit different, because I'm in a rut at the moment where I put the telly on and I fall asleep. And now the dark nights are here. It's very, very depressing living on your own in the dark, if you know what I mean. That's it. Because once I fall asleep in the chair. I wake up at 11 o'clock at night, I feel absolutely bloody awful. So I managed to climb up the stairs and get into bed, and I'm wide awake then. So I just lay there awake. And once you're in the dark, your mind starts, you start thinking of things. Probably a lot of things you shouldn't be thinking about. But you can't stop yourself. And one thing goes on from another. And in the end, sleep's out of the question.
You're going to come out
for
the Legion?
Yeah, I intend doing that. I know I've got the grandson, two grandsons, but one's at university. I've got him coming home tonight, actually. I've got my son, mind you, he's coming up to 50, so, you know, he's no other use, not an ornament, when, you know what I mean. And the little grandson, he's about my best mate. He'll be with me tomorrow. If you might see him down here on the pool table. He plays with all the big lads.
Well, thank you very much indeed.